This conference will now be recorded.
Okay. So did everyone hear that message too? That we're now recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Great. Well, thank you everyone for joining. For our new members, we have a couple that are either new or haven't been able to attend the call. So I'd like to go around and do voice recognition tests. if we can all introduce ourselves. And in addition, I just want to say that from the OR meeting last week, we actually had three people who would very much like to join the DCAT group. And I have them listed in the agenda. But it's Jennifer Laherty, who's on the call. Elena Feinstein from University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And Claire Bundy from Biomed Central. But I'll let Jennifer introduce herself. But just to start with, I'm Valerie Hollister from DuraSpace. I'm the Director of Community Programs, and I help moderate this group. And very excited coming off of last week. So we'll get more into that in a few minutes. But if Jennifer, you want to go ahead and start since I singled you out already.
Sure. Jennifer Laherty at Indiana University. A program here is IU ScholarWorks. It includes the repository and journal publishing.
Well, I'll jump in. I'm Sue Kunda from Oregon State University, and I am the IR manager for Scholars Archive at OSU.
I'll jump in and say this is Michael Guthrie from Biomed Central, the manager of the Open Repository Hosted Service.
Jim Ottaviani from the University of Michigan, and I run our repository, Deep Blue.
I didn't hear your name.
The name is Jim Ottaviani.
Okay.
And this is Irina Kushma from Eiffel.
Oh, Irina, it's hard for me to hear you. I don't know if anyone else is having a problem hearing.
Very faint.
Could you speak up, say that again?
Yeah, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, much better. Great.
Yeah. So could you just repeat where you're from, Irina?
Yeah, I work for Eiffel Open Access Program.
Uh-huh.
And we work with developing and transition countries.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, I'm Jonathan Marco. I'm Chief Strategy Officer with DuraSpace.
This is Bram Luiten, Marketing and Sales for AppMire, but also involved with the DSpace community efforts like the mailing list or doing webinars and other things.
Great. I think that's it. Well, thanks, everybody. It does take a while, I know, to get to know voices, so we'll continue to do that, especially as we have new people who have recently joined. I just wanted to note, first off, did everyone get a copy of the agenda, or I follow the link to the agenda that I mailed out with the dial-in?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Traditionally, we try to keep as much public as possible on the wiki. So I take notes to kind of augment what I already have in terms of a fairly detailed agenda. But if you ever had a question about a meeting or wanted to listen to a recording, or anyone within the community who's curious about what we do, you can refer them to the DCAT section of the wiki. I also wanted to note that our next meeting, because of the U.S. holiday, the July 4th holiday, we're going to move it to the following week, because I know a lot of people take off that that week immediately following July 4th. So our next meeting will be July the 12th. Same time, same station. Let's see. Let's just dive right in here to the news pieces. Traditionally, I start these meetings. It seems to have been useful to start with news bits that are, you know, things that are going on within the community to keep DCAT, you know, kind of DCAT members kind of up to date on what's happening. And this is also an open invitation. This section is an open invitation for anyone to share news that they have either going on at their institution or interesting things that they've heard about within the community. So you can certainly jump in at any point and share your news as well. I think I'd love to hear from others about sort of a summary on the OR conference from last week. I think if I can say one thing about how the events in particular related to DCAT, I would say that it was clear that DCAT is a very exciting and interesting prospect for everyone within the community. And I think, you know, especially the committers and developers. I think we had four people, four DCAT members attending the committer meeting last Monday.
I think so,
which was really kind of the first opportunity to get DCAT and committer members together in person. And it's very well received, and we had some really good discussions. I would encourage you to go to the notes from that meeting. I have a link in the agenda, and it was I don't know if any of you are familiar with the Pirate Pad, but it's kind of this way for everyone in a group to kind of take notes and augment a section of notes simultaneously. So, and there's some really interesting notes from the meeting, not the least of which, of course, is notes on committers' reaction and thoughts about the DCAT group and what DCAT had to offer. So I think, you know, again, it's clear that they're finding us a useful group, and I think they're looking forward to contributions in the future from our group in the future. The other kind of interesting section of notes that I would suggest a quick read through is the discussion we had on what is a modern repository. It's really interesting, you know, about 45-minute discussion that we had, just to kind of step back and think about the future, or, you know, the current even, of what a ideal repository would look like, or would what needs it would provide for. And there were some common themes that I heard, but you can read all about the details in those notes. I think the common theme seemed to be flexibility and configuration and how you want to establish different features within a repository. Bram, I don't know, not to put you on the spot, but do you have anything else to add about any of those discussions in the committer meeting and Michael, were you there too? I can't remember if you were.
No, for the committer meeting, no.
Yeah, okay. So it's just on the call right now, it's just Bram and I that were at that meeting. But Bram, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I also did a write-up of that discussion. Just quickly going back to it about kind of the modern repository. There were some main insights about how much functionality, how much content management functionality would be necessary within a DSpace versus how much repository functionality you would want in your content management system. And it seems that there are some very different opinions or very different agendas about that. So it might be interesting for all of us to kind of keep in touch with our organizations and just to see how the trend is evolving of content management functionality, like user profiles and social features and all of that stuff slipping into the repository, and otherwise how much needs there are to get repository functionality in the CMS. So that was, I think, one of my my biggest observations during that day.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm reading your Pirate Pad notes here on that. It's pretty good.
And are those linked from the minutes? I haven't found the minutes yet.
From the agenda. Yeah.
From the agenda, rather.
Yeah, so if you look under OR, I don't have Rob's link, but maybe I'll get out of this and he can add it. So under the news item, there's OR 11, and right. It says Committers Developers Meeting, and then notes is a link to the Pirate Pad. Maybe, Bram, if you can also add your notes.
I will do that right now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Great. So I think there's some expectation that's starting to build from our group. I think we're well positioned to make a little bit of a splash for 1.8. I think there is, in all likelihood, two JIRA, new feature JIRA. Wow, I'm getting an echo. I don't know if it's preventable if someone has headsets or could put headsets on, or if everyone has already has headsets and it's just a nuance. But in all likelihood, it does look like we are going to make a little bit of a splash in 1.8, and that we'll have two feature requests that we have been involved with kind of pushing forward that will likely end up in 1.8. So that's good, and it will continue to kind of help feed our effort, both from the community, getting community support and involvement, as well as, you know, kind of committer involvement. So I think that's all good. I actually, one more thing that I just thought of, Bram, and I don't know if you were there for this section of the committer meeting. I had to step out and give some attention to the Fedora group as well. But I heard from Sarah and Ellen, who were able to attend the afternoon session, that there was a discussion about metadata. Were you there for that discussion? And the potential that DCAT got assigned some work around metadata?
Yes, I remember now. And that particular thing was about, so the standard profile that DSpace ships with is actually a selection of Dublin Core terms that MIT made once at the beginning. But now that the Dublin Core initiative is updating their own standard, there was kind of a feeling or a question from the committers whether we could provide any input on what the most desirable fields, or whether there would be any different profiles for different applications. So I think it's really much of a policy decision to improve the selection of the field. So we can definitely have some input there without having the requirement to get any additional development on that. So
yeah, I'm not sure what form this should take. And it would be helpful, I think, to have a bigger discussion. Maybe we can slate this for a discussion at our July meeting, or maybe I'll start a thread on it and see if we can't get some participation on the list. I think to the degree we can move some of our discussion and work out to be asynchronous, meaning on our list or in our discussion forum, I think we'll be able to accomplish more. Just waiting for a monthly meeting, you know, to tie up all of our activities, you know, we'll make slow progress that way. But the more we can have kind of sort of the asynchronous discussions happening, the better. So maybe I'll start a thread. Or Bram, would you mind starting a thread on the mailing list about the metadata discussion, and then maybe we can. Yeah. See
yes,
if there's
I'll do,
a direct,
I'll do that.
Thank you. We'll see if we can't get some consensus and ideas about how we might move that forward. And maybe it's not just a discussion that's limited. I don't think this discussion is just limited to DCAT. I think this may be an example of throwing out a community-wide discussion to the entire mailing list, and you know, just figuring out how we want to structure that discussion, how it might be the most productive, might be a portion of that thread that you throw out, Bram.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. Any other comments that anyone has on the general session or the user group meetings, or any, you know, kind of observations that they wanted to make or talk about relative to OR?
I might want to add a small comment that I in particular found both the presentation and the workshop on the curation tasks was very useful to get an idea of how powerful and how applicable this feature of DSpace really is. So I had seen it previously in the release notes of 1.7, but as I hadn't had the chance to play with it, I didn't really know that it really enables you to do all kinds of operations on full collections, on communities, or on individual items. So I think there's a big potential that it can solve a lot of people's challenges out there.
Is this Wendy Blossom or Richard Rogers? Who is the presenter on that?
They did a co-presentation. So Wendy, Richard, together with Kim Shepherd, did that workshop.
Okay. That was a pre-conference workshop. I assume those will all be available on the conference website at some point too. So.
Yeah, that's right.
But worth noting and checking out, and as soon as it's available. So,
is everyone on the call familiar with the curation framework? What it does? What it is? Anyone?
Particularly, no.
Yeah, Bram, or someone you want to, can you summarize for us what it does?
It's actually a way to start tasks for maintaining or for reporting on the status of your repository. There were two, so it's a framework, and there were two tasks that were pre-packed, actually three, with DSpace 1.7. So one example is virus checking on items. That was actually in there if you also installed the ClamAV antivirus in your DSpace. So it allows you to run virus checks either on an individual item, a collection, or a community. Second one was to report on all of the bitstream formats that were in a collection, so you would get an idea of what kind of files you would have in there. But you could use this for almost anything. So one example was developed during the workshop was to check whether the date format of all of the dates in your metadata would be consistent with the DSpace date format. So it would enable you to get information on which inconsistent dates were in there.
So those are three examples of the types of services. Those exist, but because it's a framework, people can write their own services to plug into that and make them available to everybody, which sounds very promising to extend the DSpace functionality.
That's correct. And to do that, you would need a little bit of knowledge of the DSpace API, so how you would talk to a DSpace object. But it's mainly only filling in one method of Java in a curation task class. So any developer who has some Java background would be able to do this.
How instructive was the workshop, Bram? If you picked up the notes or the slides from it, do you think you could make use of it?
Well, personally, not myself, because I'm not acquainted enough with the DSpace API. So you would need to know how to get a bitstream or how to get metadata from a DSpace object. But if I would, or if someone would learn the use of the DSpace API, it would be possible. So.
Okay. All right. Great. I think just a general comment about the user group sessions. I think there was a lot of excitement around what's coming up in 1.8. The tweets, you know, and I'm measuring this by the tweets that were going out as Robin Taylor, who's the release coordinator for 1.8, was speaking. There was many tweets going out about how exciting it looked for people. So I think it's also, again, one of those things that may be worth checking out is Ravin Taylor's presentation from the user group meeting, if you're curious about what's coming up in 1.8. My guess is the majority of what he had in his presentation are also in the release notes, and I have a link there for the 1.8 release notes. But it may be that it's, you know, the presentation sort of had to it pulled together and updated in a way. And of course, having someone talk with you about it is different. And Robin is, as always, a very good and funny speaker. So let's see. I included a couple links to some of the things that relate to DCAT work. One is the Google Summer of Code. There is a Google Summer of Code project, the submission enhancements, that's actually coinciding with one of our selected items. That's DS-164. So there are several of us within DCAT that are following that project fairly closely. The student on that project and the mentors are very keen to have input from us. So I think it's a really good convergence of all of our efforts. And it's unclear whether this has a chance of being in 1.8. In all likelihood, it won't. But I would think that it would certainly be in the next version of DSpace if it doesn't make it into 1.8. So I think I've just included that link there for any of the new people that want to check it out. Also, there is a link to the DuraSpace sponsorship campaign. I know many of the organizations that you all represent on the phone have sponsored or are current sponsors or are planning to sponsor, but to the degree that you can encourage your institutions, if they haven't renewed or are not sponsors, we would very much appreciate it so we can continue our efforts on behalf of the community. This sponsorship campaign is one portion of our sustainability, our goal on sustainability. We're trying to wean ourselves off from being solely reliant on grants, and part of being a nonprofit in the U.S. is also having support from your community base. So this is one portion of our sustainability strategy. So that's my plug.
Valerie, the link on that is 404, but it just has to take off the minus zero on the link for that.
Okay. All right.
Sponsorship program on your agenda. Yeah.
I will fix it. All right. And then just other news. This is, you know, again, anyone who has anything to share about what's going on with them locally or things they've heard about in the community, interesting things. I'm sure many of you already know about the OAI DSpace user group meeting that Atmeyer has been planning, Brahm in particular. It's now full up, and with 50 attendees, I think there's probably many people who would have liked to have attended the OR11 meeting, but because of being in Europe, not being able to get here. So I think there's some demand for connecting with the community and having an opportunity to network and hear the latest information. So I think there's, you know, a really good response to that user group meeting that Brahm's been working hard on. So any other news that people have?
Just maybe if you slated this out for later, maybe it's worth to mention the discussion that we had on education resources during the conference.
Yes, I did not.
Right. Yeah, that was very good.
Yeah, so, and I'll add it in the news section. I think that was just a total oversight on my part. I'm still gristling on all that was shared, but there is a proposal, and I think I've included DCAT on on my emails about this, but the new people may not be as up to speed on this effort. But DuraSpace is proposing that the community develop a set of training and education resources that can be used to get people up and running on any of our technologies, DSpace or Fedora. Would be specific for each technology, wouldn't be generic. There might be some generic materials on policies, or at least references to other, you know, policy guides or other discussions on policies and that kind of thing. But it would be specific and helpful resources, kind of a full, what we've been calling a full curriculum on how to get started using DSpace. And it would be written in a style, you know, kind of similar to some other really good resources that we've observed on the internet. Specifically, the one we've been looking at is the Ruby guides, which have many different mechanisms, not just a text-based guide, but have screencasts or slides or links to webinars or, you know, that kind of live training sessions. But to develop a framework for that curriculum and have the community be able to help develop that content over time. So we're right now in the process of figuring out the logistics of the logistical infrastructure for how that's going to be accomplished. And we had a meeting at OR to talk about what would be important or useful, you know, just getting some general feedback from the community. And there was a lot of really good recommendations on that. And I think it was certainly affirming that the effort is worthwhile, that you know, while our documentation is good, sometimes it's not as accessible as it could be for someone who is not a technologist and who wants to get a repository up and running. And this, the idea of this guide is that you could potentially get this up and going. And for those, you know, for Fedora, for folks interested in Fedora, it would also, one of the recommendations from the meeting was to also give some sort of prerequisite guidance on what would be useful for you to know, you know, about other related technologies before you start. So even you know, guiding people to other resources and other references that would be useful as they get up and running. So I think, does anyone have anything else to add on that discussion or that effort? It's going to take a while.
This is Sue from Oregon State. And speaking as someone who's not very not a real technologist, this would be really, really helpful. And I actually have to start teaching now and writing curricular materials, so I would be interested in helping with this effort.
Great.
Great.
There are some really good existing references, Sue, even if, you know, we're doing this simultaneous or you get a little ahead of the community. Mm-hmm. I talked with someone from Kenyon College in Ohio, and they've worked a lot and developed a lot of materials, and I can connect you with the person I was talking with there. There are also some materials for DSpace that have been written by the Repository Support Project. And I think actually Kenyon has reused a lot of those materials, but they probably have updated. My guess is they've updated them for the current release, or, you know, at least
that's interesting.
Not three releases back. So I think we are not without, there are certainly a lot of really good resources. I think what hasn't been done is sort of a comprehensive guide, pulling it all together and filling in the holes and having sort of this multimedia approach, since everyone learns in different ways. And I would rather sit down to a screencast than read a dry document, you know, so I think everyone takes in information in different ways. And the idea is to get as much of this in as many different forms as possible, and to make to make that content contribution as mm-hmm. bite-sized as possible, so that you don't have to take on, you know, a whole section of introduction to DSpace, and you could just do this, the screencast, if you wanted, about, you know, how to download and get DSpace actually installed. So I think the idea is, again, that not only you're creating a comprehensive guide, but you're creating a way for people to contribute in little bite-sized ways. You know, if you have an hour, here's you can pick any of these topics to cover and either write a text-based guide. I think it's important to make the distinction, though, between the official docs and this education curriculum. There's still going to be official documentation for DSpace and Fedora. We're not going to take anything away. And in fact, we'll probably refer back frequently in this curriculum to the official docs. The idea is that we're trying to make this as accessible as possible and as comprehensive with as many examples as possible. Of course, the hazard is, you know, as the software changes and gets updated, so will the education curriculum. So we're going to also need a way to make sure that we have the content stamped with what version it's good for, so that there's a warning for people that, you know, if you're using a different version, that you need to take with a grain of salt that, you know, that all the content you're looking at is still valid and current. I think as we move forward, we'll sort out those issues and you know, I certainly think it's a useful and worthwhile thing, Sue, but it's good to hear that you would affirm the need.
Did you say that those Kenyon College were available to be viewed?
Yes, they are. I don't know where they are. I need to connect with them. And her name is escaping me right now. But yeah, she has them in a repository apparently. So
because I remember the RSP ones on Aberystwyth's repository were really good. So it'd be great to see the updated ones.
Yeah. So I will. Okay, I'll see if I can't get those references and put them into the notes here. And then once the notes are sent out, you'll see them. Okay. Let's see. I wanted to just quickly go through the DCAT review process for the few members that are brand new on the phone and just talk about what it is and what it isn't. This is a direct paste from a few months ago when we had talked about this before. So I won't spend a ton of time on it, but if you have, you know, questions, you can certainly go through all these references. So basically, you know, our role as a group is to help get new feature requests that have been sitting out in JIRA, or maybe there are new feature requests that have been sitting out in the community and not in JIRA yet, but the dominant new feature request, to give those some attention and get some discussion going on where or what the sticking points might be, and to try and move them forward. We have sort of a natural prioritization process in that each individual member of DCAT goes to the JIRA list, and anything classified as new feature request, you go through that list and you get to pick what one you think appeals to you, either you personally or the broadest appeal in the community. And that's the new feature request that you become a discussion leader on. And you kind of drive that issue forward into whatever process is appropriate. So we have a couple different phases. One is we just talk about the issue amongst DCAT and we come to some consensus about how we would rate that, if it's high importance or, you know, low importance, if it's broad appeal, meaning would it appeal to pretty much anyone that used DSpace, or is it fairly narrow to a subset of different, you know, of a very specific use case. But the idea is to give it a what we're calling a DCAT rating, And then to kind of fork off and decide, you know, do we need more input from the broader community, or do we think DCAT has a fairly good idea of what this new feature should look like and be like? What we found in the first few features that we've reviewed is some of these requests are just stuck for you know, niggly little question, you know, niggly little reasons. The code's actually sitting out there, or there were questions in the committer or developer's mind about how to implement it. And so that's where we can maybe help to get it unstuck one way or another. And I think, you know, that's kind of an exciting prospect that, you know, we could be so close on a new feature request. It's just sort of languishing in JIRA, and that, you know, we can help to get it unstuck. And so there is sort of, as I indicated, a prioritization that's more or less determined by the DCAT members. Our role is to move it forward. I think it's important to note, I have a what DCAT is and what it is not, and it's important to note those as well. I think we are not dictating priorities for developers and committers. Their priorities really are dictated by their institutions first and foremost. And of course, they also have an agenda among their group in terms of what's important to get in the next release. But I think what I am seeing that we're doing, and Bram, maybe given that you were in the discussions as well, you can affirm this or add to it. But what I'm seeing is that we are validating what the community wants and encouraging the committers to take another look at something. And particularly for the 1.8 release, it seems having Robin Taylor involved in the DCAT meetings, he's been attending the meetings. He couldn't attend. He's still in transit for this meeting. But it's been really helpful because he, as the release coordinator, can see, you know, how he might, you know, get some of these new features in if it's possible in the current release. So we're not dictating priorities, but we're encouraging priorities. And there's might sound like a subtle difference, but it is a pretty big difference and an important difference, I think, to build trust with the committers that we're not about just giving them more work. We really are trying to help. And when they ask us or make requests of us for help, then, you know, I think it would be a really good thing to give them the help they need if they're looking for help, as Bram was talking earlier on metadata. Then it would be really excellent if we could give them some help. I don't know that we can solve it all, but if we can help to facilitate a discussion on it, I think that is how we can be useful to the committers. So does anyone have questions or comments about DCAT?
Hey, it's Jennifer. And I was looking at the JIRA list, and are the folks listed as assignees those of us from DCAT? Because I recognize a lot of these people as developer names. So I'm wondering how, if we pick one, how does it get noted? Or I see, right, Sarah Shreves on one of these.
Right. So the way the process works is we come to a consensus about, okay, our rating outside of JIRA. I don't like to do things, okay, outside of JIRA, but until DCAT has a consensus on our rating, we actually use a wiki discussion forum. And so we come to a consensus on the issue based on a discussion, and then that discussion gets pasted into JIRA so that, okay, you know, we can be as open with, uh-huh, our reasoning as possible. But the assignees in JIRA are actually, if there is an assignee, a lot right, of the new feature requests are not assigned to anybody, but the assignees are the developer, the committer or developer who presumably has worked on it or has agreed to work on it at some point.
Okay.
So it may, okay, be that they've done work or they're interested in doing work. And again, a little a little encouragement from us saying this is important might help them to find the time, or, you know, we might, the other hope is that we actually help discover new resources, you know, that mm-hmm. people who either have contributed the patch in part or a good example is this tombstoning issue coming from the University of Michigan. You know, Jim's developer there, Jose Blanco, has actually done most of the work, but there's a couple things that the committers had questions or concerns about, and so, but it sort of got stalled in that discussion mode. And there's also other issues about translating his JSP patch to XML, and so he actually Jose has actually volunteered to go ahead and learn XML, at least to the degree he needs to translate it. And you know, to me, that is a new developer, a new committer, you know, a new resource, basically, that you know, someone new contributing, or, you know, that will be contributing. I assume he's contributed in the past, but, you know, that's also a really good outcome for our process. And you can read more about kind of the, you know, all the tools. There's a summary, the Roman numeral 4 process overview, that kind of gives you a whole overview of the DCAT process. It's not intended to be complicated. It's intended to be as simple as possible. So if you find it complicated, please let me know. But the idea is to pick an issue, to schedule the issue, and we have a week-long DCAT discussion amongst ourselves, asynchronous discussion, where people can comment and are encouraged to vote to the degree that you can vote, or have, even if you don't have an opinion on something, you really should say +0, so we know that you're paying attention and that you're, you know, that you read it and you don't have any disagreement, that it sounds good to you. But if you agree that it's important, and that you agree on the proposed rating, the discussion leader comes up with a proposed rating, if you agree on that, then say +1. It's the same way the committers vote. If you disagree, then a negative one, and what you would, you know, what you would propose is a different rating, different DCAT rating.
Send me the link to where those discussions take place later.
Yeah, so they're all, if you follow the process overview link, it should all be there.
I see the discussion forum. Is that what I'm? Oh, that's probably what I'm looking for.
Yeah, discussion forum is where the discussions take place. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
I had a question about, I was trying to go through and selecting a JIRA issue, that the one that I was interested in, or something that I was interested in that I think is interesting of the community, is the REST API. But there is no particular actual JIRA issue for it. But yet, talking with several people and the release coordinator, Robin, as well, that it's most likely going to get into 1.8. But so what I would like to do as DCAT member would be to help to ensure that that would get into 1.8, or, you know, to lobby for it in that regard. And I mean, that's the one thing that we were presenting on with the Dev Challenge and all, and pulling together different information into some wiki page and about the REST and as well as like use cases and examples and things like that. So, but when there's no JIRA, particular JIRA issue for it, I mean, would it be that we would actually create an issue for it? I mean, or.
I think generally speaking, yes, you would create a JIRA issue for it, but not with that particular one, because I think
know. Yeah.
it's a Google Summer of Code project from last year, right? That they are anticipating, based on everything I've heard and seen, they're anticipating it being in 1.8. And there are wiki pages on it. I'm looking at one.
Right. I was thinking to help maintain those wiki pages. because it's like the information is spread out in different places. Plus there's like, there's actually two versions of the REST API. One is GSOC this year and one is GSOC from last year. And the one that's from last year is going to be the one that's actually going to be implemented at this stage.
Yep.
So there's like, there's lots of diverse information about it. And they're actually, so.
Excuse me. I think if it would be useful to put together a wiki page, Michael, and make the rest of DCAT familiar with what REST API is.
Yep.
And you know, you can have a discussion. It won't have a formal JIRA issue, but at least everyone would be familiar with why you think it's important. I certainly think next time Robin's on the call, or the next committer meeting, or you know, in an email, you could get an update from him on where you thought it sat in terms of probability. I mean, but sure. Everything I've seen says it would. But if you think it would be instructive,
yeah, it was mostly just to sort of ensure that it gets in, mm-hmm. because there was a little bit of hesitation in everybody I talked to. And I talked to Robin quite over probably hours about this. So over many days. and so the feeling was that, I mean, without somebody developing on it, obviously it won't get in. And so in a way it was interesting that there actually isn't a JIRA ticket for it. Cause it could actually potentially fall by the wayside if somebody isn't actually working on it and there wasn't a feeling of a priority for it. And it did seem though that there was, you know, it was the REST API was mentioned almost every day
throughout
the conference.
Well, I would actually ask him, like,
yeah, I will.
If you think it should have its own JIRA ticket, I will.
Yeah. I'll follow that up with him.
I think certainly starting a discussion forum, a DCAT discussion forum issue, to help pull all the materials together and help DCAT members know why it's important would be useful.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So I'll start coordinating that effort then.
Great. The other thing we have, so we don't have multiple discussions going on at once. We do have a schedule. Just so we don't have, you know, Michael doing his discussion, Brahm doing discussion, and, you know, so that we're not overtaxing even, you know, the asynchronous discussions that we're having on a weekly basis. But spreading out. So we're just doing one topic a week. And so we also have the discussion schedule there. So once you pick an issue, if you can get yourself on the schedule, and that way we'll try and prevent some of overlapping. Again, trying not to overtax, you know, what little time I know everyone has available to contribute, and having the focus just be on one issue a week. So anyone who doesn't have a new issue, go ahead and select one and get yourself on the schedule, and you can create your summary on the discussion forum well in advance of actually holding your official discussion. You can just go ahead and create it once you've looked at it and reviewed it. And then once you hold your discussion, you can just launch it through the mailing list. So you just basically send out a link to the DCAT Google group, say, I'm holding my discussion this week up until this date, and please contribute. Here's my summary and my proposed rating. I also, you know, one component of this process that I think is incredibly helpful is following your discussion or maybe shortly following your discussion within a week or so, attending one of the weekly committer meetings, which are right now on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And if things come up, this just provides for a two-way kind of real-time conversation with the committers. So if you have an issue you've discussed and you come up with a rating, you can have, you know, a brief discussion on that IRC chat with the committers. And it's just a way to really encourage that two-way communication. You can, you know, I would recommend you ask Tim for a few minutes on the agenda. Tim Donahue's the tech lead for DSpace, and he does the agenda generally. Just ask him for a few minutes on the agenda. Say you want to talk about the latest issue that you held a discussion on in the rating, and that way it seems to really kind of expedite and push forward the effort on those particular issues. And it's been really helpful to also have DCAT members more aware of the committer process and how the committer meetings work, and don't at all in any way be intimidated by the IRC. It's very simple, very easy. It's just all chat. It's not a voice meeting. It's a chat meeting. So, and it's very, very easy to get into, and all the instructions can be found on the wiki under developer meeting. On the wiki. So, but I think that's a really good way to kind of finish out your discussion, is to actually circle back with the committers. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have 5 minutes left. I am going to, I think we've got one new issue that was discussed over the last month, and that was Brahm's issue. The news, it was labeled as the XML news config, but I think Brahm wanted to take a bigger cut of the pie. And I know there was some feedback on your discussion forum, Brahm, but do you have any?
Yes, right. We had the votes, whether it was a relevant issue with a plus one or a plus zero, if there was no opinion or a minus one, they already took place. Actually, everyone who voted plus one, so there was no one who found that this issue was non-relevant. So we kind of actually progressed to the next step, just to have everyone answer three main questions. Like, the first question is which front page elements should be featured on a DSpace homepage, mandatory or kind of standard. Then which features, if any, should be optional. And then the third question is to allow people with a non-technical background to edit the front page, which of these should be a minimum subset that could be edited through a web interface. So at this point, only Jim has replied his view on this. So I would ideally want to wait a week or a week more to get some more input from all of you on what the front page should be or should look like. It's really true that it goes a bit beyond the scope of just making the news configurable. But I mean, if a developer is going to do an effort to work on the user interface of the front page or to make that editable anyway, I think there's a big win in having just maybe two or three smaller other things that would really make or bring the front page up to par again compared to the front pages of other systems. And especially, I think DSpace's biggest competitor in that respect would be the front page of a Digital Commons installation. I think many people migrating from Digital Commons might judge that the functionality from their front page might not be the same or not as good. So I think we, with a minimum development effort, we could have a big win here.
So does that sound intriguing? To that possibility sound intriguing to everyone on the call? I would assume it would. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
This is Sue from Oregon State. Brahm, did you receive my notes about our discussion?
Actually, I think I didn't, because I saw your plus one vote on May 19th, but I don't think I received any emails, so maybe I missed that.
Okay, I'll check and see if it got sent.
Yeah, great.
Yep. So, and even if you just agree with everything Brahm says and you don't have anything to add, if you can just register a plus one, that's helpful, because then we know that you're chiming in.
Oh, and we had plenty to add.
Yeah, good, good, good.
Well, actually, we were past of this voting stage, so I'm kind of guilty myself because I haven't really answered the questions myself, so I should still do that. So when replying to this question, I think in the end we will just make a most general common denominator of what everyone thinks and propose that maybe to the committers or to do another round of votes about that.
Great.
But that's all of the status right now.
Okay. I'm going to leave the others. I think it's looking good for DS587 and DS638 to be in. Those are the two that we will leave will be in 1.8. And I think we'll continue to just kind of poke at those, just remind. I think there needs to be this kind of consistent reminder on behalf of the discussion leaders to just poke at their issues and just make sure they're on the radar and they haven't dropped off anyone's, you know, to-do list. So, but I think we have agreements from everybody that those should be in to 1.8. And then DS-164, as I mentioned previously, is the submission, and it overlaps with the submission enhancement project on Google Summer of Code. So to the degree that you want to be involved in that, Jim and I would love to have more people monitoring that project. I'll add the mailing list. There's a mailing list for the Google Summer of Code projects. And if you'd like to monitor that submission enhancement project, we'd love to have more people monitoring that project and participating. Well, that's all we have. So the bell, the toll is ringing. Does anyone have any questions or any other final thoughts? Well, thanks and thanks for joining us, and welcome to our new members. And I'm looking forward to lots of asynchronous discussions ahead. And we'll see or talk to you guys on July 12th.
Thank you.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Bye all.
Bye.
Bye.